everyone, and welcome back to But Why Though, the podcast. The podcast where me, Adrian, and Matt talk about the things in pop culture that people say matter and ask the question, but why though? Before we get started, we just wanted to tell you to head on over to all of our social media and get involved in our conversations. Check out our Twitter at But Why Though PC and our Facebook, facebook.com/ButWhyThoughPC. Also, we're Twitch affiliates now, so you can sub to us, watch a stream, get access to funny noises when we're playing. There's a whole bunch of stuff you can do. Come spend your nights with us while we play games at twitch.tv/ButWhyThoughPC. And while we're on that note, we are actually raising money for Stack Up, the military gaming charity that empowers veterans through the power of gaming. So if you have anything you can donate, donate it to them. Head on over to our Twitch channel and click on the Stack Up logo. Click that, it'll send you to the donation page, and you can help out a great cause and a great organization that we've covered in our Missions That Matter episode, which you can go back and listen to find out more. And as always, enjoy the show. Welcome back, and today we're doing another Missions That Matter episode, and we are covering Nerdtino. As always, I'm your host, Kate, and I'm here with Adrian.
Hey, how's it going?
And Matt.
Hello.
And we're here with our special guest, executive director and founder of Nerdtino Entertainment and the Nerdtino Expo, the first Latinx focus comic expo on the East Coast, Thomas Delphi.
Hey, folks, how you doing out there?
How are you doing? We're super excited to have you.
Likewise. It's a, you know, we had the opportunity to meet at PAX East last month while my team was running on a promotion run, and it's great to be able to catch up with you folks.
I'm so glad to have you on the show.
Yeah, thanks for coming on.
To start things off, do you want to go ahead and explain a little bit about what Latinx means? I know we mentioned it a lot on the podcast, but I don't actually think we've ever gone into why we choose to use Latinx over Latino.
Oh, certainly. So Nerdtino is established as two brands. It is a social media community dedicated to promoting the history and presence of Latin Americans, Hispanics, Afro-Latinos, Afro-Caribbean, and indigenous creators, and it is also the first East Coast Latinx comic book convention. Now, the term Latinx is an English term, and it only functions really in English. It doesn't necessarily function in Spanish. It is a gender-neutral variant of Latino or Latina, or I should say a non-binary variation of Latino and Latina. It is meant to be sort of an attempt to decolonize Latin American identity and also to make it much more identity inclusive. You know, some people make the argument, well, Latino is already gender neutral, but that doesn't mean it's necessarily gender inclusive. And, you know, originally Nerdtino was just a Latino comic book convention, but then I discovered the term Latinx, and then I also realized I work mostly with women in my organization. It kind of feels weird to have, you know, the strongest support in your team being women, but you include everybody, and then there were also people who were non-binary, and it felt odd using the term Latino to describe this organization, this community. So we prefer to use Latinx. As an individual, I use Latino, and we do not press anyone in the community or anyone at the event to use any one term. Identify as you are, but we don't impress it upon anyone. We just feel it's a better way of describing who we are and what our community is.
That's amazing that you made the conscious decision to change in order to like have it be more inclusive. I know that at least from what I'm seeing from like places like Me Too or Remezcla, like they're trying to start using Latinx as well to really, you know, highlight the fact that we can include everybody. Yeah.
It's actually it's funny. After after PAX East, I ended up Googling Nertino, just because I always like to occasionally do that and see how we're doing. And I found a Reddit troll thread that was complaining about the diversity lounge at PAX East. And
Oh,
I was like,
gosh.
oh my God, somebody noticed me. Yay! And I ended up going there. It's like, oh, they call themselves Nertino, but they describe themselves as Latinx. There's already a problem with the term Nertino. And I'm like, man, troll, you would be right. Except in our logo, we have the X from Expo actually cutting into the O.
Nice.
It's really hard to say Nertinex.
Yeah,
Wow,
that's.
that was really simple, but I don't think most people are going to understand what it means.
Well,
But
yeah, it's also kind of it's one of those things is because Latinx is a fairly recent like descriptor, and so like having it, it's personally been a not an issue, but like I find myself sometimes messing up when I want to say Latinx, saying Latino because I've said Latino for so long, and then like when I say Chicano because I identify as Chicana, I sometimes for like I for always forget to add the X to that, which I also know is another movement that's working to kind of bring the younger generation of Chicanos or Chicanx into to the forefront of the Chicano movement.
that's why I mostly use it in writing. But again, I always try to make the effort, at least when describing the group. I identify as Latino, but I don't impress it upon anyone.
Oh yeah, definitely. Definitely. Okay, so first off, the very first question, why and how was Nerdtino founded and what is the ultimate mission or your mission statement?
So Nertino was established officially in August of 2016. What it was is that we, when you look at the rise of sort of diversity awareness in geek culture, you know, if you look at the African American or blurred community, BLERD, they're very advanced in their organization. There's all the usual warts and scars of geek communities, but they're very organized in supporting themselves, promoting their creators, and promoting their fans, you know. And, you know, even among women and the LGBT community, there have been organizations that have been around for at least the past 5 or 10 years. Latin Americans, as a community fandom, have never really been brought together in sort of a cross intersectional way. Now, mind you, I have peers and elders that have been working on stuff like this much longer than I have. There's the Latino Comics Expo in Long Beach, California. There's SoulCon in Ohio. And there are organizations that have existed before Nertino that have this sort of general idea of Latin Americans in geek culture, but it was about comic books or cosplay. Nerdtino was established as sort of a cross-genre geek social media community that exists to promote the history and presence of Latinx, Hispanic, Afro-Latin, or Afro-Latinx, Afro-Caribbean, and indigenous creators and fans in geek culture. The approach is that we cover everything from comic books and science fiction, fantasy and horror, cosplay and wrestling, video games, and tabletop, all that. And it's all under one house. And the point is not just to fight for modern diversity and representation, but to also recognize our history and our presence over the last century. Because whether people will admit it or not, Latin Americans built at least a quarter of geekdom, and that's our space, and anybody can come through, but that is our history. Power Rangers was produced by an Israeli businessman and a Puerto Rican voice actor, Tony Oliver. Some of the original Captain America comic books were illustrated by Alex Schomburg, or Alejandro Schomburg y Rosa, a Puerto Rican. The original Peanuts cartoons was animated by a Mexican. George Romero, a Cuban, is the father of the zombie genre. Roberto Rodriguez, Guillermo del Toro. Raul Julia. You know, for you, it was the greatest day of your life. But for me, it was Tuesday. You know, there have been Latin Americans that have been at every level of geekdom, of fandom, of pop culture. It's just we haven't really recognized this history and brought it together in a meaningful way. So we started out as a community in August of 2016, the general idea being, let's bring everybody together. And then around November of 2016, we had a large enough community. We had connected to all these creators. We had the idea of doing Nerdtino Expo for a while, but we hadn't really pulled the trigger. And then the election happened. And that was kind of a catharsis that, you know what, game on. And we announced the Nerdtino Expo. We hosted the first Nerdtino Expo a year later on November 20th, 2017. And we premiered as the first East Coast Latinx comic book convention in Philadelphia. We had almost three dozen exhibitors. We had we concluded with a screening of footage from Pixar's Coco with Lalo Acares. We had just a wonderful stable of featured guests and writers and artists that were all part of the show. We had someone fly from two people actually fly from Puerto Rico for this show.
That is amazing.
One of them was a vendor.
Oh, wow.
I want you to put that in context. This is November. This is maybe a month after the hurricane. This person said, you know what? I'm going to get on a plane, fly to Philadelphia, and sell comic books at a one-day convention.
Wow.
Yeah. And then the other person was a featured guest. And like, I contacted them like, hey, listen, I understand you can't make it. Oh, no, I'm still going to make it. I mean, we don't have power, but I'm still going to make it, you know. Some of the guests we had Edgardo Miranda Rodriguez, the creator of La Borinqueña. Mm-hmm. As stated, we had Lalo Acares, who was the creative consultant on Pixar's Coco, and he is also the chief editor at Pocho.com. We had Sabrina Vorvulias, who is like the godmother of Nerdtino. Like, without her, we wouldn't be around. She's been an incredible support. She is a Latina writer based out of Philadelphia. We had Matthew David Goodwin, who is a Puerto Rican science fiction author who worked on Latino Rising, which is this big science fiction anthology by Latin Americans.
Yes, I saw that.
Oh, I have a copy. It's great. We had Alex Hernandez, the convention premiere of Alex Hernandez, the voice actor for Lincoln Clay from Mafia 3.
Huh.
Yeah, Puerto Rican.
Wow.
And I'm very proud of that guest, if only because I had to go through like a dozen emails before I found him. And he's like, oh, yeah, I'll come to your convention. Everybody wants to go to heaven. I love that boy. let's see, who else? We had Alegriana from South Carolina, a cosplayer. We also had Victoria Avalor, who was a local Philadelphia cosplayer. We had a Star Wars fight demo. We had a food truck. There was salsa playing, which was like the coolest thing for so many people. We had Mike Hawthorne, who was working on, whose latest piece of work was the run on Deadpool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so we had a really good stable of guests. We had a great time, and we're coming back for 2018.
That's amazing.
Thank you.
Yeah. So like in putting together the convention, like what was the hardest part?
The hardest part was convincing people that there were enough of us.
Yeah.
Like the thing I learned about Nerdtino along the way is that it is very, very, very complicated navigating Latin American, Latinx social circles and communities. In that there are so many different cultural variants, there are so many different ethnic identities, national identities, and, you know, we are a people that excel at blending into different levels of society.
Mm-hmm.
Without people noticing or realizing we're there. I mean, it's not even an intentional thing. It's just that we end up in so many different social circles, and because we come in so many different skin shades and cultural variations, we have a way of traversing into communities. So I was going into this trying to bring together light, dark, and brown cosplayers that previously may have never really like they thought of themselves as Latin, but that was never part of sort of their geek identity. And you have this weird you have this opposition to geek culture in Latin American culture where it's seen as childish or it's seen as effeminate, and it's criticized, and it's and he's currently undergoing a few accusations, so that's why I won't mention this particular person's name, but this is a good quote. If you ever wanted to understand what it's like to be a mutant, be a brown nerd of color.
No, that's definitely accurate.
And you had this interesting experience where I would be talking to either just darker Latin Americans or Afro Latin Americans who are very proud of their heritage and their ethnic identity, but every time they were in their particular social group, well, they just became African American. And there was just sort of that erasure where it's like, I mean, I have that heritage, but I'm Dominican, And then I would talk to like lighter skinned Latinos who'd be like, yeah, I'm Puerto Rican, but everybody just calls me white at these conventions, And I was sitting here and I'm like, oh my God, we're being treated in the same way. And a big goal was bringing all those people together and, encouraging them to kind of embrace that Nerdtino identity. And it worked, Whenever we go to conventions or festivals or anything like that, people are excited to see us because it's like, oh my God, somebody's finally doing this. I've been waiting like 30 years and hiding all my comic books and all my signed pictures of freaking Patrick Stewart,
I didn't hide it, but that was definitely my reaction. I didn't hide my geekdom, but like it was definitely different. And when I saw your table, because I had found you all on Twitter a little while ago, and then when I saw your table, I was like, oh my gosh. I don't know how Adrian, I don't know how you felt, but
Oh yeah, I stopped hiding it like once I realized I didn't care what people thought. I was all about
go, that's a trick.
it.
No, I mean it's been interesting bringing this community together, and also because we have to traverse genres. Like we have to reach it to anime, we've got to reach it to comic books, cosplay. I feel like we have a little bit more of a stronger writer and artist focus as a community, but we reach out to cosplayers and we really try to make an effort to say, we are what Nerdtino includes so many different groups. I make particular mention of Afro-Latin and Afro-Caribbean members because people don't normally include them in our identity. And I want to make Nerdtino a banner that, hey, we may not share all the same roots, but our cultures intersect enough that we can have fun together. And it's worked out wonderfully.
So would you say, is that what makes Nerdtito different than like these other Latino comic conventions that are happening in other places across the country?
No, I think they make a solid effort to bridge together different communities, and we're actually on good working relations with everybody. When I started Nerdtino, for reference, I come from a much more professional background than, say, the layman convention chair. I'm a museum professional by trade. I apply my knowledge as an educator to my work, and the big thing about Nerdtino has always been communication, cooperation with other communities. We have this little group. I call us the Junto, and It's myself, Latino Comics Expo, SoulCon, and the Indigenous Comic-Con, as well as Texas Latino Comic-Con. And we all communicate, we trade ideas, we talk every once in a while. Everybody tries to be more inclusive. I like to pride myself that Nerdtino is making a very strong effort to cross a lot of divides that haven't been encountered before. Mm-hmm. And we've been excelling in that.
That's awesome.
I have a question. So I know a lot of the people that you mentioned and everything, obviously, like you said, more of the artistic and writing aspect. So we met you at PAX East, and I was wondering exactly how that's incorporated, because PAX East is more of like a video game and tabletop like convention and gaming wise. I was wondering how that fit into.
Oh my God. Can we talk about Dragons Conquer America?
I knew it was coming. I was waiting for it.
I'm so sad we didn't get to play that.
I know.
Oh my God. So when we were at PAX East, what we did is, because that's a very valid question, because we're a comic book convention, you know. So, but gaming is something we've been wanting to get to. And in our first year, we did have a video game voice actor. But what we did is that we actually reached out to an associate of ours, Gonzalo Alvarez, who is a video game developer based out of Texas. And he designed this fantastic game called Borders, which was an 8-bit style video game that was meant to encapsulate the experience of what crossing the border was like for undocumented immigrants. And he's also working on a multimedia brand called Pollo Man, which is going to be an 8-bit video game. And there are Latin American video game developers that are out there working on different types of games. I mean, 3 out of the 6 guys that worked on Mortal Kombat were Latin American. John Tobias.
That's something I never knew.
Exactly. Nerdtino is about, like, again, uncovering this history. Daniel Piscina, who is a very good friend, he's Johnny Cage. And Carlos Piscina, who is Raiden. They actually both run martial arts school. It's really cool. And there's that deeper history. And also Latin America is one of the largest regional buyers of video games in the world, behind Japan, right?
Wow.
So we made an effort to research and learn more. And there's actually a fantastic book out there. Oh, the name escapes me, and he's going to be really mad I don't remember it. Hold on, I'm pulling this up. but there is a book out there. Hold on. I'm pulling this up. I'm sorry if I appear distracted.
There's a reason there's Latin America servers. That's quite a bit.
Yeah. I just remember we had an all-Spanish-speaking team on our ARC server that kicked us all off. Like, they just joined forces and kicked off everybody who didn't speak Spanish on the server.
Wow.
pretty decent size in a lot of esports.
Yeah.
So unfortunately, I can't find the book.
Oh.
But I'll send you a link later. But
yes,
like,
that would be great.
You know, there is a body of research about Latin Americans and, you know, involved in the video game industry. Although, can we touch a little bit on the Spanish-speaking bit?
Yeah.
That is something that is very difficult for me because I'm only relearning Spanish now.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, Nerdtino is a bilingual organization, and we actually make significant efforts to reach out to not just Latin Americans in the United States, but across the Western Hemisphere. Mm-hmm. We actually have an associate of ours, Jonathan, who we sent to Puerto Rico Comic Con this year.
Wow.
Yeah. And like, that was a fantastic experience. And like I said, we also have vendors that reach out to us from Latin America, but, you know, bridging that divide in a bilingual community has always been very difficult. Mm-hmm. But that's why I got my Rosetta Stone. And I will say to our credit, last year, I'm designing the program for the show. I'm sitting there and I'm looking at it and I'm like, I only have the English one available. This isn't going to do. And I sat there and I rewrote the entire thing in Spanish.
Wow. That's good. That's really good. That's also like amazing, because like it also like maintains this inclusivity, which a lot of the times like Latinx communities at these conventions may not be English first language, or, you know, may just even have an easier time reading Spanish, or, you know, living in that.
Exactly. You know, so, but it's been a particular effort. And I mean, it's like me and my right hand and my left hand leaders in the organization, like between the three of us, like, I don't think any of us speak Spanish. I can actually tap back into it because I knew how to speak it growing up. But yeah, so that's something we're working through.
Yeah, no, that's definitely really, really.
Oh, wait, we didn't talk about Dragon's
Conquer. Oh, yeah, Dragon's Conquer in America.
Oh, my God. So this is by Burning Games. And, like, they better show up at my show just because I keep giving them shout-outs. It is a Mesoamerican sword and sorcery tabletop RPG where only women can ride dragons. There are were-jaguars killing conquistadors, and oh my god.
I really want to play this game, by the way.
I know! It's like, and it's all Latin American produced. Like, when I first saw it, I was sort of like, this is probably made by just some dudes who like, no, it's all Latin American! And it's like, yo, that is my jam, and they've got one Scandinavian on the team. Oh man, that's cool. But yeah, check out Dragons Conquer America, Burning Games. I get a nickel every time I mention them. And we were supposed to play it at PAX East, yes. But I didn't have all the parts we needed.
Yeah, I will definitely link that in the show notes so you can make sure they get the proper shout out. So moving on, or what are some, do you all have programs or events that go on outside or apart from the convention?
So we are actually exploring that option. What we do primarily is that we will go to different conventions across the Northeast. Actually, we're getting to a point that by year three, we're going to be traveling across the country. And we basically go to conventions, and beyond just promoting the show, we also run programs that engage and educate people in the history of Latin Americans in geek culture. We call the base program we do Nerdtino for Noobs. And it's really to sort of shake out this history and let people know what's happening. And, and also to sort of break off this perma-immigrant narrative that people treat Latin Americans in geek culture. Because, again, we've been around since the 40s. But whenever people talk about Latinos in modern geek culture, it's like, oh, yeah, you guys just got Miles Morales. We got Gabriel Luna. We got Oscar Isaac. We got freaking Diego Luna.
We have Gina Torres. We have Zoe Saldana, who does a lot of her interviews in Spanish. And she has been killing it talking about Latino representation. And calling for it every time people ask her. Actually, I think she did an interview.
We have Rosario Dawson, yes. Who's piecing together Netflix.
Tessa Thompson. I don't know why I said Zoe. Tessa Thompson.
Something cool I just found out. Is anyone here a fan of Agretzko?
Yes, I am. I love her.
You know who voices her?
No.
Erica Mendez.
Oh, my God. My little red panda is Latina. That is so cool.
And I remember I was sitting there watching it with my buddy Abe, who's sort of my business partner in other ventures. And I'm sitting there going through the episode where Agretzko is dating that really boring guy. And I'm like, girl, you can do so much better. And then I'm sitting there like, I wonder who voices her. Oh my God, it's Erica Mendez. And I talked to her before about Nerdtino.
That's awesome. That's really, really cool. I did not know that.
Yeah.
Yeah, and there's supposed to be a Thanagarian movie coming, or like series coming to the new DC streaming service. And Bruce Timm based the Thanagarians off of Latinos.
Oh, yeah. And the voice actress for Hawkgirl in the original Justice League cartoon is Latin.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, what else is there? Oh, also, there's a Netflix series coming out called Cien Manos, which is set in Mexico. And it's an anime, and it's going to be awesome. But
I didn't know about that. A Mexican anime?
Yes.
Oh, speaking of that, we have Battle Angel Alita coming out, directed by Robert Rodriguez and starring Michelle Rodriguez, Itza Gonzalez, and Rosa Salazar. So.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, so this is fun, but are we just going to name different?
Yeah, because we're coming. Yeah. So, like, okay, let's bring it back to the interview. Interview stage, question time. Yeah, so for people who are looking how to get involved, what's the easiest way to start getting involved with Nerdtino?
So if you want to be involved with our crew, if you want to be an exhibitor, if you want to present a panel or any kind of programming, first step is to find us on social media. You can look us up at Nerdtino, a little at symbol and Nerdtino. We are on Instagram. We are on the Twitters. We are on Facebook. We are most active on Facebook. And we just annoy celebrities on Twitter.
That's how
we get like half our guests, man. But you look us up on social media. You can also look for information on the show at nerdtino.com. And you could reach out to us directly. NerdtinoExpo@gmail.com, all one word.
Awesome. And I will make sure to link all of that in the show notes.
Yeah. And mind you, we are looking for cosplayers. We are looking for exhibitors. We are looking for people that want to be boots on the ground. If you're in the Northeast, if you want to be part of like the best freaking crew ever, like come join my comic book convention that's slowly become a really nerdy gang.
All I'm picturing are just like walking down the street.
Another Latin thing. Puerto Ricans and Irish dancing.
Okay, so what events do you have coming up? Do you have any conventions you're going to be at? Anything happening?
Yes, so Nerdtino is a sponsor of BlurredCon, which is an intersectional diversity-focused convention based in Arlington, Virginia, at the Crystal City Regency. It is a fantastic convention. We were there last year in its first year, and most people thought it was in its fourth year last year, which is a good sign. But it was such a great show. It's such a good crowd. We are in charge of the Latinx programming track, which means we present Nerdtino for noobs, we represent Nerdtino, and we also recruit Latinx featured guests for the show. So we have a few people that are going to be crewing with us this year. Coming back is going to be His Eminence, His Hauntiness, the Father Evil, Lou Avarilla. He's a Cuban-American haunter. Haunters are different from cosplayers. If you call a haunter a cosplayer, you're in for a bad time.
Really?
It's a specific style of genre that grew up of costuming that's distinct from cosplay. It has a very separate history.
Nice.
But Lou is a haunter who came up with this original character called Father Evil, who's this demonic priest, and it's an incredible look, and Lou is such a great guy. He's actually a very astute businessman, he's going to be coming back to BlurredCon. We also have Allegriana, who's a community member and a featured guest at Nerdtino 2017. We're also going to be having Greg Anderson Elise, who is the creator of Isnana the Werespider. Greg is a Haitian-American comic book writer who produced Isnana, which is based on a Haitian mythology and folklore. Again, that's Nertino reaching out to Afro-Caribbean and Afro-Latinx communities. And Greg is a member of the community and he's a good friend. And who knows? You might see these people at Nertino. I don't know.
So do you have a schedule or a date set up for Nertino, for the Nertino Expo?
Yes. Nertino Expo 2018 will be held on Saturday, October 20th. At the Taller Puerto Ricano El Corazon Cultural Center in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, right in Philadelphia's Latin neighborhood, the El Centro de Oro, or the Block of Gold. It is going to be held 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. General admission at the door is $25. Pre-registration is $20. Children 12 and under go free. Students go at a reduced rate. You can get all the information you need about Nertino and buying tickets at Nertino.com. And we do have one of our featured guests announced.
Ooh, who is it?
Fabian Nicieza, co-creator of Deadpool.
Yeah.
He's also a veteran of Marvel Comics. He's an Argentinian immigrant. And it's going to be fantastic. And we have 9 more guests to announce that we are going to be announcing over the next month.
Awesome.
The next 3 months.
Awesome. Well, I look forward to seeing all of those posts.
I'm very excited because last year I was very proud of the guests that we brought in, but I want to make sure that in 2018, we had a much more diverse, much more representative community coming out for Expo. And I am very proud of what we came up with.
And this is a one-day convention?
It is a one-day show. It's 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. as stated. There is going to, last year we had a food truck on site all day. It's a gated parking lot, so you're not just going on foot. And it's accessible by both public transit and street. It was a blur last year, and it was such a fun experience.
Oh, I said, so what is the farthest west convention you guys are planning to go to?
Farthest west? So technically, we have an invitation to all the PAXes.
Nice.
Yeah, so like we can go wherever we want. I really want to go to Texas Latino Comic Con, and I really want to go to Latino Comics Expo.
Yeah, so that'd be awesome. If you ever show up at PAX South, where we go to that every year. So,
all right. Sounds like I have a couch to surf on.
Yup. Well, it's my mom's couch because she lives in San Antonio. I don't. So.
Actually, hold on one second. So Nertino is we're a Latino crew, but we actually have a diverse alliance of people that join in and work with us. Behind us, completely embarrassing me and himself, is Mr. Abe Klein. Who is, what'd you say your position in the organization is?
A little bit of, I don't want to say everything, but I do a bunch
He's
of
my things. Consigliere.
That's
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, and this is But Why Though. And
we're doing. Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
But Why Though?
What's that?
It's podcast.
Oh, cool. Hello.
But Nertino, it's going to be Saturday, October 20th. You can learn everything you need to know about the show at Nertino.com.
Awesome. So this is what we ask every guest we have, and so we have to ask you, what piece of pop culture matters to you and why?
Man, that is hard. You know what I will say? I'm going to give you a little bit of a curveball. I would say Sword and Sword. So here's the thing. I've got 2 answers for you. My personal favorite bit of pop culture is I'm an old school steampunk. Like, I was introduced to it by Wild Wild West, which holds a place in my heart. But my old school, like, piece of like the original pop culture with the original fandom that complained about everything, Sherlock Holmes. Because nice. I am Philadelphia's Geek Moriarty. But the other bit of it is sword and sorcery, like fantasy as a genre. And I feel like that's something that I want to see Latin Americans engage in more, because guys, where is the Aztec Lord of the Rings? We have all this cool folklore. We have all these monsters. We have all these cool warrior concepts. We have obsidian swords. Why are we not all over this? Exactly, Abe. But it is something that I want to see Latin Americans get into more. And who knows, maybe Nertina will help out with that.
That would be amazing. We actually just did a Lord of the Rings episode.
All right. Excellent.
Awesome. Cool. Well, thank you so much for sitting with us, talking with us. I'm so happy we met you. And, you know, I'm really excited to see what else Nertino does. And I know, like, speaking for myself, I shall be sharing every post on Twitter that goes up.
Awesome.
So why don't you go ahead and tell everybody where they can find you and the organization?
So like I said, you can find us on social media by searching at Nertino. That's on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can also go to Nertino.com, and that will have all the information you need about the show. And you can reach us at NertinoExpo@gmail.com. Exhibitor applications are open, and so are panel applications.
Awesome. Cool. Well, thank you so much again, guys. Y'all have any more questions?
No. Thank you for coming on.
No, I'm good. That was a wealth of information.
Thank you, folks.
So as always, you can go ahead and find us at ButWhyThoughPC on Twitter, facebook.com/ButWhyThoughPC, and make sure you take time to rate, review, and subscribe the podcast and subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. It helps other people find us. And you can go ahead and find me on Twitter at OhMyMythRandier. Adrian?
Yeah, you can find me on Twitter at SuperReese93, SuperReuiz93.
Matt?
And you find me on the Twitter at DatM18, DATTM18.
Ooh, we do have one final question, though. What outro music do you want?
Can it be any music?
Any music. Your song, your choice.
Maestro by Carol Emerald.
Okay. I don't know what that is.
Well, you're going to find
excited.
Out.
I'm excited. Cool. And I shall.
Although, I will also alternatively accept anything by Mariachi Entertainment System.
They're amazing. We got to see them at PAX South. They did like a giant
thing. I want to bring them to Nertino so bad.
Yeah, they were phenomenal. I like just like ran up and sat on the floor in front of them.
Awesome.
Yeah. Awesome. Okay, so that's it. Thank you so much. I mean, I'm sure we could sit here talking nerdy stuff all day.
Yeah, I would too, but I've got cigars to smoke and plans to make and empires to topple.
Sounds about right.
Yeah, pretty much.
Fame, ooh, the kind